At 7:06, we have a cloudy sky, and it's currently 37 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, topping the news this morning, of course, is the weather picture. And the National Weather Service is calling for a blizzard warning today for Cass, Adair, Audubon, Guthrie, Sac, Carroll, and Crawford counties. A winter storm warning for Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie counties. A winter weather advisory for Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, Page, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, and a wind advisory for some of those same counties, Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page. We expect rain to develop and change to snow and sleet before 4 o'clock this afternoon, and then a chance of snow here in the Atlantic area, anywhere from 2 to 5, possibly 7 inches possible. The real story will be the winds as they gust anywhere from 20 to 50 miles per hour later this afternoon, creating near zero visibility. And because of the blizzard warning that was issued for Cass County and several of our area counties, many schools have decided to cancel classes for today and play it safe, understandably. The list of school cancellations includes Atlantic Community School District, Adair-Casey, AHST, Audubon, also CAM, Coon Rapids-Bayard, Exira, Elkhorn-Kimbleton, Griswold, Guthrie Center, Harlan, Panorama, Shelby County Catholic, and Walnut. All those school districts have canceled classes for today. In addition, there's no Atlantic Jack and Jill Preschool, no Atlantic Little Lambs Preschool, or Atlantic Head Start. There are also some community announcements to pass along to you and business closings as well. We'll do that later on this morning as the morning progresses and remind you of those. And you can also find them on our website at kjan.com. Go to the Community Hub and click on the Cancellations tab. Elsewhere in the news, the Atlantic City Council held a shorter than normal session Wednesday evening due to some items on the agenda being tabled or withdrawn entirely. During the meeting, the council adopted the proposed fiscal year 2015 budget. City Administrator Doug Harris reminded the council the budget, as submitted, amounts to $9,373,546.
We talked about that. We generated a 32-cent tax increase, or 1.8%.
After adopting the budget, the council set 5:30 p.m. March the 12th as the date and time for a public hearing on the budget. After the hearing, the council may decrease the budget, but they cannot increase it. And because the budget must be filed with the state and county auditor's office by March the 15th, the council will hold back-to-back Wednesday meetings on March the 5th and 12th instead of the 5th and the 19th, as would normally be the case. In other business, Doug Harris recommended that the council table action on approving a resolution accepting public improvements to the wastewater treatment plant.
We got our final bills in. Now that we've got everything, we actually find that Hawkins owes us $5,361 net, so we sent them a letter. But before we take any action in accepting that, we'd like to settle with that. We still have some leverage with liquidated damages that we could assess. We could also go after the performance bond.
The issue the city has with the company was over the matter of defective work on the blower building at the wastewater treatment plant caused by settling ground, which was due to improper compaction of fill materials. In his report to the council, Harris said he's held discussions with CGI Communications Incorporated in Rochester, New York.
To add a video feature to the city's and the Chambers and Cadco's website, what it's meant to do is to kind of showcase Atlantic to visitors, help attract, retain residents and businesses. This is through the National League of Cities, so they're going to do about a dozen or so of these in Iowa. It's at no charge to the city. They'll do two or three one-minute video clips. They'll have interviews like with elected officials and trying to showcase, you know, education and the housing and other recreational opportunities where people are the highlights of the community.
Harris said he's expecting a call from CGI next week to continue discussions. And the Iowa Court of Appeals says a man who fell on an icy sidewalk outside the Shenandoah Medical Center in 2010 is entitled to some compensation for the pain he suffered. A jury last year had awarded Zachary Robinson just over $4,300 for his medical bills, but nothing for pain, and he appealed. The appeals court found the jury's verdict inconsistent because it identified an injury and pain caused by the fall, which it found the hospital partially liable for, but failed to compensate Robinson for the pain stemming from the injury. The court says the case should be sent back to Page County District Court for a new determination of damages that includes compensation for pain. And regulators will hold the first public meeting on the Fort Calhoun nuclear power plant since it restarted late last year. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, or NRC, plans to hold the meeting in Blair, Nebraska on February 27th. Fort Calhoun, which sits across from Iowa along the Missouri River about 20 miles north of Omaha, had been offline from April of 2011 until last December. The plant initially shut down for routine maintenance, but significant flooding in 2011, a small fire, and a series of safety violations forced it to remain closed for more than 2 years. The meeting will be held from 6 to 9 p.m. next Thursday at the Midland University campus in Blair, Nebraska. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Shirley J. Frederickson, age 82, of Linden, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Shirley Frederickson will be held today at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Leland Landon, age 83, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Leland Landon will be today at 11 o'clock in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Violet Meyer, age 84, of Atlantic and formerly of Grant, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Violet Meyer will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Elsie Porsche, age 95, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Elsie Porsche will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Catherine Booman Shomers, age 82, of Harlan and formerly of Portsmouth, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial service for Catherine Shomers will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Laura Nungesser, age 91, of Meade, Nebraska, and formerly of the Adair County area, died Monday in Wahoo, Nebraska. Graveside services for Laura Nungesser will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Muriel Joyce Frevert, age 83, of Audubon, died February 14th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Muriel Frevert will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Faith Lutheran Church in Clive. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Richard Dick Granger, age 85, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Per his wishes, Dick Granger was cremated and there will be no visitation or services, but condolences may be left at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic or on their website. And Mary Ann Earlmeyer, age 79, of Carroll and formerly of Templeton, died Wednesday at St. Anthony's Hospital in Carroll. Services for Mary Ann Earlmeyer are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.